Hi everyone. So we're like halfway into the first quarter of the year. How are we doing with our goals? Have you started making any much traction? Do you have any ticks yet? Have you been able to tick off on one or two of those goals or objectives that you set for yourself for 2021? If you haven't, it's okay. Just ensure that you just keep moving. Today we're going to be looking at managing escalations as a leader. In the last episode, we looked at how to escalate, you know, as a team member. Now we will be looking at how to escalate as a leader. In most instances, escalations are defined as an increase in the intensity or seriousness of a situation or an occurrence. And a lot of times when our customers' needs are not met or when they feel that their views are not being heard, they just believe that the only way to get the problem resolved is to escalate. And what you find is that a lot of times they do get the resolution they want when escalations happen. Because as organizations, we are wired to walk in a panic when we believe we are about to lose a customer. But do we have to wait until we get to a point where we feel or we see that we are about to lose a customer? The answer is no. So one of your first priorities as a leader is to prevent, you know, unwanted or unnecessary escalations from occurring. And a lot of times this can be easily achieved by making sure that our team members are as empowered as they need to be, and they are involved in the decision-making process. Now, if we do this, we would find out that quite a number of times, the level of escalations that we have at work or that come to us as leaders would actually be greatly reduced. Now, I'm just going to run through some tips that could help us as leaders to manage customer escalations more effectively at work. So the first thing, which I have already highlighted, is to make sure that we work to prevent escalations. And how can we do this? We can do this by making sure that our team members who are directly interacting with customers have the right tools, systems, and training that they need to be successful on their jobs. They need to be empowered to use their judgment. They need to believe that they work in an environment where the things they do and the actions they take will not have any negative consequences. A lot of times, you find out that these are our frontline employees actually do take a lot of decisions on behalf of the customer. So we have to give them the right level of information, the right level of, you know, empowerment to allow them to do the things they need to do for customers without having to get it escalated back to us. Now, also in doing this, we need to make sure that there is great clarity in terms of their responsibilities, levels of accountability, and the measurements for success. This must be clearly defined and documented. That is the first step to avoiding unnecessary escalations. Now, the next thing to do is we recall that a lot of people speak about recruiting for attitude as against recruiting for skills. Now, the reason why that is, you know, said quite often is because you really can change a person's attitude, but you could get them to train and develop and actually take on additional skills. So we should learn as leaders to coach our team members to take ownership and take responsibility for difficult customer situations and avoid passing the buck or passing them on to someone else. Sometimes you find out that there's always something you can do to help a customer if you just take your time and pay attention. It could just be that you're listening. It could be that, you know, you're just, you know, engaging them at the point of their exact need, or reaching out to someone else on their behalf, or even asking them additional questions just to get more clarity on exactly what their real pain points are. So when customers ask for some things that we don't have, it's always best as well to teach our team members to be very honest with them. Learn when to say yes and when to say no. And never to overpromise or overcommit. That always brings, you know, a lot of irritation to the customer if at the end of the day they find out that there's been a level of overcommitment or overpromising by any member of the team. So when a customer asks any member of your team, you know, to help them in an escalating an issue, we also need to teach our team members that instead of immediately rushing to escalate, they should take ownership of the issue and try to douse the customer's frustrations by understanding what exactly is driving the customer's anger or irritation exactly. We need to have clarity on that. And then when they take ownership, it's very easy for them to feel motivated when they actually do solve the problem. Because you see, by human nature, we all believe we should have responsibility for the things that happen around us. And so if we are able to empower our employees and then coach them on how to take ownership, we will start to see that a great level of our employee base would become highly motivated by themselves just because they are able to deal with problems and see it to its conclusive end. Another thing that we need to do as leaders is, yes, we don't want to have escalations. Yes, we want to avoid unnecessary escalations. But at the same time, we need to be able to create an environment that allows for effective escalations. Because sometimes you would find out that things are kept away from you because you've created an environment where, you know, you've told your employees, I don't want escalations, learn to deal with your issues yourself. And sometimes the issues are beyond them and they are not able to effectively escalate to you because they are afraid of what the repercussions would be. So at the same time, please let us also as leaders learn to create an environment that allows our employees to escalate and escalate in a timely fashion. Another area that, you know, also helps us out as leaders in managing customer escalations is maximize the moment of impact. So if an issue is escalated to you, as against emailing that customer, please pick up your phone and call the customer. And if this is an issue that is really highly impacting your business, please get off your seat and go and visit the customer. That goes a long way to douse whatever issues the customer might be having. When you do emails, they are impersonal. They seem to speak to the same issue the customer is facing, which is nobody's listening to me. So in order to deal with that, the fastest thing to do is to make sure that we actually do reach out to the customer and actually visit or call that customer to deal with that particular issue. Now, a lot of times, if you recall, you know, as these issues are being escalated to you in practical terms, you may step in and you know, work to calm the customer down. But really and truly, the resolution of those issues are usually dealt with by the same team who actually escalated to you. So what you need to recognize is that a lot of times what the customer just needs is an air of calm and credibility. They want to know that they are being listened to and they can trust that the issue will be resolved. So calm and credibility, that is what your customers are looking for when they seek escalations. So please ensure that in interacting with a customer, you're able to pass this on. You speak to them with words of calmness. I'm listening. I am totally in support of what you're saying. I understand and I empathize with what you're saying. You apologize for any mistake or errors that have been made. And then you try to make sure that you don't start to quote your company policy or try to exonerate your organization or your employee or team member from that particular issue. It is totally unnecessary. So do stay away from it. Now, in all of this and in speaking to your customer, you also need to make sure that you again reiterate what your proper escalation path is and make this path very transparent, not just to the customer, but also to your internal team members, so that there's clarity in how and what escalations should be and how they should be handled. Again, I also believe that it is also very, very wrong, you know, for leaders to, in managing escalations, to skip out levels. So if a member of your team who is two or three steps below you directly escalates an issue to you, you need to step back and understand what has been done by the rest of the team in the hierarchy to try to resolve that issue. The reason why this is important is because you don't want a situation where there are drops or gaps in any learning process. So every escalation should be seen as a learning opportunity for the entire team and should be treated as such. Now, finally, and yes, this really is very, very, very important. As leaders, the onus is on us to make sure that at all times we create an enabling environment for our team members and for our customers to continually engage with them. And so from time to time, we need to step up and not just wait for escalations to happen. We need to step up and look for opportunities, create opportunities to engage with our customers and proactively find out or check their pulse as regards how they are feeling about our business. Really and truly, if we are able to proactively stay in touch with our customers, again, we will be reducing the levels of escalation that pass through by a significant percentage. Until the next time, stay well, and please provide me with your feedback. I appreciate it. Thank you.